Yeah.
Well, I tried. I don't. I like that. I don't like cottages, and I don't like doves, and I don't like squirrels. It's got a wild taste. I used to love it, but older I've got, it seemed like I've wasted away from it.
Uh-huh. What's a little brown animal that has a stripe down its back and it runs along the ground? I don't know if you have these around here or not. It's about this long, it's brown. It's got a black stripe.
We ain't got that around here.
Okay. What are things that have two shells that close up like this and they grow in river beds or something and you might find a pearl inside?
It's oysters.
What's a little animal that lives near the water and it makes a croaking noise? I've noticed.
A bullfrog?
Uh-huh. And what's a little green one that makes a chirping noise?
We call them little spring frogs.
Okay. What's something similar that people say will give you warts?
Oh, a toad frog.
Okay. Are there different kinds of toad frogs?
Yeah, there's a bullfrog and a big one. And there's a little toad there that way.
Uh-huh.
And the little ones are supposed to say will give you warts, but
you think that's true? Or do you?
No, because Charles and that little boy come up here with 65 or 70 toad frogs and had them in a tub and they handled them all over their face and everything and they never did have a wart.
Uh-huh.
I think it's Mary, I say it. Don't be warm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go out there now and get your frock grease.
I will
get it. Okay. Uh-huh. Get your tail greasy.
A person going fishing might dig some...
Earthworm.
Okay. And what's a very large earthworm called? Do you have a different name for very large one?
Well, it's the earthworms is the big ones.
Uh-huh.
But the wigglers is another kind.
They're smaller than earthworms?
They're shorter.
Uh-huh.
Ain't much smaller around. But wigglers ain't over that long, but an earthworm I've seen in that long.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's an animal that lives near the water and it can pull its feet and its head into its shell?
Oh, it's a gopher. It's a turtle.
Uh-huh.
I got two of them here in my yard.
And when would you call it a gopher?
A turtle and a gopher is different.
Uh-huh.
But they're on the same order.
Well, how are they different? Because of the place they live, or?
It's the place they live, and what they admire, and how they live.
Uh-huh.
And a gopher lives on dry land, and a turtle lives around water.
Uh-huh, okay. What's an insect that flies around a candle?
They're candleflies.
Okay. And what are the things that eat holes in clothes, especially when they're in storage?
A moth.
Okay. And so you'd say one moth, or several?
Several moths. Now, I tell you, a roach will eat holes in your clothes. You lay your panties down and you've had them on 2 minutes. They'll just eat holes there.
Will they really?
Oh, and they'll eat your silk stocking. They'll eat them up.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they were that destructive.
You better mind that, Lee. If you've got a nylon printer slip, and if you wore it a minute since you washed it, and if they lie any length of time, if you've got many roaches, they'll eat it too.
Uh-huh.
And you start, oh, I've had them eat my stockings in a hole.
Mm. What's an insect that flashes light on and off in the summertime?
That's a lightning bug.
Okay. And what's a kind of long, slender insect, about that long probably, that flies around a lake or a pond? Or maybe sometimes you see them sitting on a clothesline or on a post. It has sort of filmy wings. Long and skinny.
I don't believe I've ever seen anything like that.